Masechet Pe'ah Perek He Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about Leket. It's going to continue talking about Leket as we've been talking about the previous few Mishnayot. It'll start off by talking about a case of a farmer who left Leket on the floor. He dropped pieces of wheat, for example, and now those are on the floor. And then he's taking the grain and he is piling it on top of the leket. He made a pile of grain on top of the leket. So now the leket is all covered up, and one is unable to know which stalks are leket and which stalks are of the Baal HaBayit, the farmer. So the Mishnah says, Gadish shelo lukat tahtav. If there's a pile of grain that has underneath it leket that wasn't collected by the poor yet, kol hanogea ba'aretz hadehu shel aniyim. So at this point in time, you don't really know what's leket and what is the farmer's. He made a full pile on top, so everything's mixed up, you know, within each other. So the deen is everything that is on the ground, every stalk of wheat that is on the ground is given to the poor. We say, since we have a question, what is leket, what's not leket, we say automatically everything that touches leket, everything that touches the ground is going to be considered leket because it's a knas. We're fining, we're penalizing this farmer for making a pile on top of the leket. We're going to say, since he covered up the leket, he didn't allow the poor people to come take it, everything that is touching the ground automatically becomes leket in that situation. The next case is, haruach shepizerai ta'omarim. If you have a wind that came and it scattered the bundles of grain all over the field, and now it's causing, if there was spots that were, there was leket on the floor, this wind took the bundle and it scattered it all over, and now you're mixed up. What is considered to be leket? What is considered to be scattered grains that came from that bundle? The Mishnah tells us, "Omdim ota kama leket hide uyala asot venotin la'aniyim." What do we do? We estimate how much leket this field would have produced. We say if it's a field that's the crops are well watered and the grain is more, it's fatter at that point, it's less likely to fall from the Baal HaBayit's hands. We take all of the characteristics of the field into account, and we say, you know what, this field would have produced this amount of leket, some sort of estimation that we make, and then we actually have to give that amount to the aniyim as leket. But in this situation, there's no knas, there's no fine on the Baal HaBayit, as opposed to case number one, where he purposely covered up the leket. He covered it up with a pile here. It's an act of Hashem. The wind came and it scattered a bundle all over the place, and therefore there was a mix-up. But the person didn't do anything wrong, so therefore we're not making a knas. We're not going to say, oh, everything that's covered up, everything that's on the ground goes to the ani. There's no reason to penalize this farmer in this situation. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omed noten la'aniim b'chde nefilah. Rashbag, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, disagrees. He says you don't need to go so deep in terms of your analysis of how much yield this field would have produced exactly, if it's what types of grains they are, how much it was watered, all that type of science that goes behind it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel would say, no, you just take the measurement. You have how big this field is and how much it would have produced in general. You don't have to give such a specific amount of leket in terms of all the characteristics. Just estimate what this size of a field would have yielded, and therefore you have to give that to the ani.